You ready, Howard?
Yep, I'm done. You know, I picked up the good stuff for them.
Come on.
All the good stuff is before the tape goes on.
With your permission. This Shabbat is Parashat Achrimut Kedushim. And the second parasha is Parashat Kedushim. Rabbi Koladat Nisrael Matalim Kedushim Tiyu. Parasha Zot Nimra Be'akhel. Says the Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu made sure that everybody is going to come. Hashem told him everybody should come and listen. So Moshe gave a lecture. And Parashat Kedushim was said in front of everybody. Kedushim to you, be holy. Ki kadosh, ani Hashem Elokechem. Tosef came to the Gemara and said you should know that three parashiyot in the Torah, each one has 60 mitzvot. The first one is Parashat Bo, it's called Parashat Psachim. They have 60 mitzvot. The second one, Parashat Mishpatim, has 60 mitzvot. The third Parashat is Parashat Kedushim, 60 mitzvot. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he spoke to us, he spoke to Moshe, he told him Parashat Kedushim, Kedushim to you, 60 mitzvot. The parasha starts with Kedushim to you, be holy, and the parasha ends the same thing. It's saying Kedushim ki Kadoshani. So Kadosh Baruch Hu concluded the parasha that we have to be holy. Muslim explanation means the way the Gemara says, Hakadosh Baruch Hu cannot dwell around not holy entity, and therefore Hakadosh Baruch Hu requested permission from us to be holy. Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokechem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is holy, he says he wants us to be holy because otherwise he cannot be around us. That's a simple explanation, of course. This is parasha. We have the famous statement. After the Achak Amocha, Rabbi Akiva says, Zeklal Gadol Batorah. Which is when did Rabbi Akiva say it? Chachamim say, he said, up to 24,000 students of his died. Between Pesach and Atzeret, between Pesach and Shavuot, of course, in Sfirat HaOmer, this is our custom to mourn on the 24,000 people. It's a very strange thing. Of course, one of the explanation after the 24,000 people died was not the Gemara said, excuse me, Ya Olam Shamim. It says those 24,000 were the last ones that knew what's going on in the Torah. After they died, Rabbi Akiva had to start the whole thing all over. Took five Chachamim, one of them, Shimon Bar Yochai, and taught them from the beginning everything. So again, but to mourn why, you know, they died, that's a tragedy, I don't say. But Am Israel used to Holocausts. It's not the first time. It was not the last time. Nevertheless, Shulchan Aruch, Sefirat HaOmer, more than Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's students. Says the Gemara, Shelo Nagu Kavod Ze Baze. They did not respect each other. So, it doesn't say any bad thing they did. Just did not respect each other. So, for this, 24,000 people died. You don't die for this. If you don't respect somebody, you don't die. If the Gemara would say they would embarrass somebody. Okay? Embarrassing. Gemara says, Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. Excuse me. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avot says, I'm a bit of a rabbim. In the Chok Olam Haba, somebody embarrass somebody, might lose his Olam Haba. But death penalty doesn't say about it either. Here the Gemara says, Lo na'agu kavod ze baze. So, for these 24,000 vanished. Because they did not respect each other. And Rabbi Akiva Chachamim came with a statement after the Achak Hamocha, since his students, he saw the students died. 24,000 students died, and he had to start all over again. And here the Gemara says, "Lo kavod ze baze." Came back Akiva with his statement. He said, "Avdacha kamocha." It's one of the mitzvot that we have. The klal gadol b'Torah. It's very important. Klal gadol b'Torah. So the question is, how can you accomplish it? What does it mean exactly? After le'acha kamocha, what does it mean exactly? Love your friends. Simple explanation. Love your friend as much as you love yourself.
Excuse me.
What is this? I'm so tired. What happened tonight?
I forgot to sleep.
No, actually, I did sleep in the afternoon. That's why I was asking why I'm so tired. I try to imitate Mr. Levy. Try to get up very early in the morning. It's a nice statement to say, "Avdacha kamocha." But it's very crucial. Because the Ari says, before Shacharit, you must have it in mind. And you can't have in mind something that you're not up to it. It's impossible to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ari says, after the mikveh, have in mind after le'acha kamocha. It's a nice statement. It says, so you're up to it? How do you do it? What does it mean? It means whatever I love myself, I should love my friend. It's impossible, it's a lie. It's a lie. You can't love your friend as much as you love yourself. Maybe the soldiers, maybe they accomplish it. A regular person gets up in the morning and tells, "Listen, I love my friend as much as I love myself." What do you mean, you know? Strange Mishnah, if you may say those words, in Pirkei Avot. Mishnah says like this: Arba midot b'bnei Adam. There are four kinds of people. If you want to divide the world and you want to be a psychiatrist, you should know there are four groups of people. One group says the Mishnah, he said, the people say, "Sheli, sheli, shelcha, shelcha. Mine is mine, and yours is yours." Of course, it's good. Simple explanation means that whatever I own, I own. Whatever you own, you own. Does that mean sheli, sheli, shelcha, shelcha? Does it mean shnomel? Ze midah benunit. It's not the best. V'yesh shomrim ze midah zdom. Some people say it's midah zdom. That's dumb. Why is that dumb? Same explanation again. Because it's dumb, they did not share. They did not want to give the poop or anything. Maybe that's what it means. Sheli, sheli, shelcha, shelcha. Maybe they don't want to give tzedakah. Maybe. Then comes the Mishnah says, "Sheli, shelcha, shelcha, sheli. Am haaretz. Mine is yours and yours is mine." That's am haaretz. What does it mean? Your car is my car and my car is your car. My house is your house is my house. This is Amaretz, not Amaretz. This is somebody's head. Mine is yours, it's yours or mine. So this is Amaretz. The next one says the Mishnah. Sheli, shelcha, shelcha, shelcha. Mine is yours and yours is yours. What does that mean? What does that mean? Mine is yours. So give me the key for your car. Give me the lead for your house. Give me your bank account. Sheli, shelcha. What is sheli, shelcha? Shelcha, shelcha. Chassid. People think chassid means a shtreimel. Says no. Chassid, says the Mishnah, is sheli, shelcha, shelcha, shelcha. Mine is yours, yours is yours. So what does it mean exactly? The last one, says the Mishnah, sheli, sheli, shelcha, sheli. Somebody comes to his friend and says, "You know what? Mine is mine, but yours is mine too. It's mine too." What does that mean? The Mishnah says, "Rasha." Not Rasha. This is Meshuga. Rasha. Mine is mine, and yours are mine. So you should not divide the whole world into those four categories. Four groups of people. One Sheli, Sheli, Shelcha, Shelcha. One Sheli, Shelcha, Shelcha, Sheli. ומן שלי שלי שלך שלי ומן שלי 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 שלך חסיד חסיד אנחנו חכמים explain to us you know we have in 10 commandments command number 10 is called לא תחמוד don't desire what your friend has so you see the Shulchan Aruch is like this so you see your friend has a nice house and you knock on the door and says maybe we want to sell the house that's a sin that's already committed a sin this is command number 10 לא תחמוד בתריך you can't desire something that your friend owns you see he bought a car and walk over the sin says sell the car committed already a sin even though you're going to pay him you're going to pay him good money not supposed to do it you're allowed to go to the dealer and say listen my neighbor bought a car here I want to have the same car the same color same features it's okay that's no problem but you can't walk over to him and tell him the particular one that you own that you have I want to purchase from you this is sin lo tachmod very strange what's the problem? What's the problem? He's going to pay good money. So he likes the house. He's looking for a house. He knocks on the door and says, maybe you want to sell the house. He says, why? Because you need a house. I like your house. Your house is beautiful. I've seen. What is the problem exactly? What's the problem exactly? He's going to pay money. He's not a thief. He's allowed to go to the dealer. What deal does it make? Makes no difference. Chachamim say, Gemara says, with a statement. Says, Kol Uman, Sone Bnei Umanuto. You have to work on yourself very hard, the Gemara says. Gemara says, a professional person, a professional business, Gemara says, Uman, does not like his colleague, his competition. Well, I like you to work for me. Why I have to open an office? Why you have to open a store? I have to open the company doing what I do. Hates him. How do you know this statement? How do you get this statement? Why? It's not true. Yes. I don't mind. I have a bit knesset. So somebody else wants to open a knesset. So this rabbi, says, why you open the knesset? Why you can be my assistant? Why is to open it all the knesset? But how do you know these things? Why are you saying it? Well, you can say the Gemara knows what people have in mind subconsciously. No, sometimes it's not even conscious. And it's on purpose. It's subconsciously. So it's a person, you know, how come this guy? How Chachamim tell us you should know the biggest thing for Kadosh Baruch Hu, the biggest thing. When he created mankind, he called up the angels and said, Nasadam et Saminu Kidmutenu. Let's produce a creature should be like us. Saminu Kidmutenu, says the Gemara, what it means is that this person should be as smart, if we may say, as an angel. If we may say such a thing. And it's going to look like an angel. This is why you have to make it like this. Make a creature. A man should look like a monkey. Who said he has to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? For what? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it? Says the Gemara, well, you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his humbleness, he wants us to be like him. Says the Gemara, well, a few examples to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Katuv, it says in the Navi, Be'eshev Shlomo Al Kisei Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Shlomo on his chair. This is the famous Shlomo's chair that Shlomo made. The wisdom that he put in, and he made the chair, if we may say, was something very similar to Kisei HaKavod, if we may say it, the chair of Hashem. And says the Navi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Shlomo on his chair. Says the Gemara, you know what it means? It means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Cholek Kavod Lireyav, says Melech HaKavod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king. Mi ze Melech HaKavod? Baruch Hu is Melech HaKavod. And he says, but what is Kavod? And he says, he shares his respect, he shares his Kavod with the people that are called the Reav, people that fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara, gave Tzidkiyahu a power in his eyes. Tzidkiyahu was able to look, to see in darkness completely. Hakadosh Baruch Hu blessed Shimshon with strength. Kol Hashem Bakoach. Something unusual to show you that he has some kind of strength. Hakadosh Baruch Hu blessed Avshalom b'Sa'aro, that he had a very special hair, something in Kabbalah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has hair. Hakadosh Baruch Hu decided that he is not keeping for himself. He likes to share everything. Let's take it. Torah tells you the story of the Kadosh Baruch Hu when he decided to create mankind. He discussed it with the angels and he told, we can make somebody that can look like us. Us. Kadosh Baruch Hu and the angels. As smart as us and he's going to look like us. Let's take it. And the Torah will tell you, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the mankind and you read the story. And of course, we know the story that Adam and Chava were in Gan Eden, and the snake came to Chava and tried to convince her to eat from the tree. How was he able to convince her? So the Gemara says the first thing the snake asked her, "Are you allowed to eat from any tree?" She said, "No, this tree we cannot eat." So the snake said, "You want to know something? I want to tell you a secret. This tree was created with a big boom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu ate from this tree." And this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu may create and can create worlds, and he created you. Would you like to create worlds and you would like to create people? Just eat from the tree. So Chava said, but he told us not to eat. So the snake said, yeah, he told you not to eat. You know why? Because every professional and every person that has any kind of job does not like his colleagues. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is afraid of you. After he created you, you might be a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kol uman sunei bnei umanuto. Told you that statement. Every person doesn't like that somebody else will be his competition. Hashem doesn't like you to be his competition. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu told you don't eat from the tree. It's not true. He's afraid of you. And that convinced Chava to eat from the tree. Of course, then he pushed her. But the thing that convinced Chava was that statement. This was the disaster. That's how the whole world went down, is because the snake convinced Chava with that statement. This is something that penetrated in the system. That's what Gemara says. You should know the secret. That really a person does not like his colleagues so much. Well, if to work on yourself, I don't mind. I'm in jewelry, my friend is in jewelry. I have a grocery store, my friend is a grocery store. I'm in this business, and I don't care. I said, there's competition, it's no competition. No competition, okay. Not so bad. Well, I even say, you should know, the job on this world is to undo what happened to us. To undo what the snake did. How do you do it? Because that's called after Acha Kamocha, means like this. I hope you will have what I have. Of course, only the good things. We don't mean Chas V'Shalom something not good. It means, Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave me this, Hashem gave me this. I wish that everybody would have the same thing. I don't know if you know or not, but in Europe, the producers, the manufacturers, the top manufacturers, when they produce a dress, they have numbers on the dress. Dress costs $5,000. They don't sell it to the stores. And they produce a certain amount of it. And one dress has to be sent to one country, another state. And Chas V'Shalom, the ladies should not see each other wearing the same dress. Chas V'Shalom. I says, where did you buy it? Macy's? So why did I go to Macy's? Where did I buy it? Nordstrom. So, here is the same dress. They came to the wedding, they bought the same dress. It's going to be a world war. So, in Europe, Baruch Hashem, they came with a genius idea. It says, in order for the ladies not Chas V'Shalom to get into maybe depression or something else, this is the number, the dresses, and they said, make sure, this store can have only one, and you sell it only those days. And the lady came and took it, and the other lady was going to another place in the world, provide it, but never meet Chas Shalom to make a convention, and they'll meet each other. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Mordechai Yosef B'Shar HaMelech says the Megillah that Achashverosh, upon the request of Esther, made Mordechai as his advisor. So Esther told Achashverosh, listen, Nebuchadnezzar Machshimo had Daniel as advisor. Then Belshazzar had him as advisor. So why don't you take a Jewish person, in English it's called Kissinger. He says, we are his advisor. His advisor. So Achashverosh, on point of Mordechai, told him, you're my advisor, sit over here at the gate, and if you have any questions or something happen, you look for something, let me know. So after he took Esther, the Gemara says, he asked Esther, where are you from? And she said, I don't know, they found me in the garbage can in Harlem. I have no idea who I am. God was your father? No idea. My mother? Cousins? Don't know. What language do you speak? Few languages. How do you know it? Esther started giving him stories. Achashverosh called Mordechai. And he says, Mordechai, I need advice from you. Tell me, how do I get from this girl information? Mordechai said, very easy. This is a test for Esther. So Mordechai told him, listen, order a limousine and bring those beautiful girls to the palace. Make sure Esther at the window sees this. This is the limousine. And Esther will ask what's going on. And they'll say, Achashverosh decided he's looking for another queen. And the queen says, Esther will not be able to take it. She right away, she's going to come. Says, what happened? What happened? And you're going to tell her, listen, what happened? I don't know who you are. I cannot have a queen. I don't know who she is. Who knows who you are? Maybe you're shed. So I have to know who you are. I want to see a birth certificate. You were born in Hawaii. So I want to see what's going on. And Esther might get it from on the top. She can't see what Mordechai. Megillah says, no. Achashverosh did it. This is the command Achashverosh did. He ordered girls. Or we committed to Lord Shenit. So Achashverosh already, again, called up all the girls and said, no, I'm looking for a wife. And Esther might get it. Says Megillah, Esther doesn't say it. Still, Mordechai, don't say. That's not going to lose your job. I'm not saying. Says the Gemara, what's the test? The test is after you got a job as a queen, it's not so easy to give up the job. I said, listen, why is it my competition? Says, now the other girl will be the queen. I'm the queen of Achashverosh. Now somebody else will come. I said, where do you get this? From the snake. Right from the snake. That's what the snake lead to us. The snake lead to us, I can't take my competition. I can't take, he is my competition. He's my colleague. Why he has to open the store next to me? Why he has to go into that business? Why he has to be this? Listen, go a different thing. No. Not only that, the Gemara goes further. The Gemara says, "Et eshet reu lo timeh." Rabbi Yechezkel said, Mashiach will come. And the people that will be able to stand Mashiach will come, the way they did not do a sin with a married lady. I mean, married lady? What married lady? Married lady is this is the measurement how to get to Ramaba. No, that means something else. Say you read the Manut Shel Chavero. It's not Chashalom somebody is doing Mashiach. Something very similar. To do a sin with a married lady is like when you go and you do the same job as your friend. It means your friend has a pizza shop, you open up next door to him a pizza shop. He said, what's the problem exactly? He said, it's exactly like marrying a married lady. Doing a single married lady. How can you compare it? He said, that's what it means. Somebody is doing, trying to buy a building, and you go and say, I'm going to give another offer, higher offer. It's a scene. To see, can. I mean, the agent comes out to you. Says somebody has put an offer. You want to put an offer? You put an offer. To see. Ania me'apich b'charara. You see, a poor person is looking to get a Danish, and somebody just comes and grabs it away from him. I said, what is really the depth of it? What's behind it? So that was a snake. Chava was married, and the snake came to Chava and he said, "You want not listen." What do you want? I want to marry the lady. So what he's going to say? He's going to say, listen, Hashem hates you. Hashem hates you because Hashem is afraid of your competition. That's what Hashem told you, don't eat from the tree. That's the whole system goes on it. That's what's inside us. To correct it. To correct it is we have to undo it. How do you undo it? It says, I wish everybody should have what I have. I have the same car, the same house. Then I should go to architect, make another house because my friend has this house. I don't want, you know, he won't like that I have the same house, the same car, the same business. Doesn't mean that you should love your friend. You love your friend as much as you love yourself. You can't do it. There's no such thing that you can love your friend as much as you love yourself. No such thing. You lie to yourself. What could you do is, you could work on yourself that this thing should not bother you. Oh, my friend, she says, I wish my friend would be as at least as successful as I am in my life. I wish him more. How? Sheli, shelcha. Veshelcha, shelcha. That's what the Mishnah means. Not, mine is yours, it's yours, yours. Not, mine is yours. No. It means whatever I have, I wish you have. But whatever you have, I don't wish to have. I wish you bracha tzlacha what you have. You can have more than I have. But at least you can have what I have. And I don't mind you should be my competition. And I don't mind you should have something that I have or I don't have. The opposite. That's what Mishnah says, it's called chasid. Sheli shelcha, shelcha, shelcha. Mine is yours, it's yours, and yours. That's what Mishnah means. It says, whatever I have, I wish it's called b'avtal ha-kamocha. That's called chasid. That's what b'avtal ha-kamocha means. So I wish you everything you have is you should have it, and you should have exactly what I have. You should have more than I have. And at least b'avtal ha-kamocha. That's what Akiva said. Zeh klal gadol b'torah, that's what Akiva meant. That's the main. Chaim said this is the core. This is the whole idea of this world is how to correct the failure of this world. The failure of this world started from that. And the snake convinced Chava that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is afraid of competition. So the Baal Shem Tov said, nobody can take your business away. Oh, somebody opened up a business. Well, how come it's going to take my customers? So the Baal Shem Tov said, nobody can take your customer. Nobody can take your customer. If your customer left, it means from Hashem. Nobody can take your parnasah away from you. Nobody. No such thing. Somebody takes parnasah from you. Everything is from Yishamayim. No Shoshana Hashem decide how much money you're going to make. It has nothing to do with competition or competition. He says, if you're afraid of competition, how come this guy opened? This is from the snake. That's what the snake told Chava. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is afraid of competition. Hakadosh Baruch Hu banei olamot. Hakadosh Baruch Hu creates worlds. You'll be able to create world. Hashem is afraid you can eat from the tree. You'll be able to control. That's what the whole discussion between the snake and Chava, and that's how he convinced her. That's what she believed in. She believed in that belief that she believed went inside us. And this the Gemara says, "Kol uman shonei b'nei umanuto." I says every professional. I says he doesn't like. How come I have my competition? Why should we should work for me? I'll give him a good salary. But he says, "Open a business like me." Why don't you do this to me? Avtacha kamocha means the opposite of lo tachmod. Lo tachmod, then command. Was listen, don't desire what your friend has. Don't desire. I said, what does it mean? I said, listen, I go and I say, I want to do the same thing you do. I said, that's exactly what the snake told Chava. I said, go, you do the same thing what the Kadosh Baruch Hu do. Go over there. Go take it from here. Go. So Lota Chmod says, this is don't desire. But this is Lota says, this is don't do it. This is a very passive, but active thing. The mitzvah I say, you have to have a hakamocha. You should be very generous in your heart. True generosity. Two, one, that you want your friend to have what you have. It's called after achak hamocha. It's not you give him your house, you give him the car. No. I wish my friend to have the same wealth that I have. He is going to be a pop magazine. I'm going to be a pop magazine. I want my friend to be in a pop magazine. No, I have to be number one. He is allowed to be number two. No. Let him be number one with me. Let him be. We'll be equal. But the higher thing is, sheli shelcha, shelcha shelcha, let's call chasid. He says, whatever he has, if he's higher than me, it's even better. But if he's missing something that I have, let him have what I have. Rasha, says the Mishnah, it's Rasha. What Rasha? Rasha comes and says, Sheli, Sheli, Shelcha, Sheli. What does it mean? Rasha? No, it means like this. I have it in mind, I only want I should have it. I don't want nobody should have what I have. Not only that, he wants his friend also, that what he has should come to him. He doesn't want his friend to have. It's called Rasha. Who is this? Nachash Rasha. Satan HaRasha. This is Hamad Nachash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him Rasha. L'atid l'avo akol mitrapim chutz ma'Nachash. The Gemara says, when Mashiach will come, all the animals can turn into people. All the animals will have the tikkun, the correction. The Gemara says, besides the snake, afar tochal kol yemei chayecha. Kol, says the God Mevilna. Ba'olam hazeh, ba'olam haba. David emot HaMashiach. The Gemara, snake will always stay a snake. Will never come back to become a person. Ultimately, was a person, became a snake. I says, he's lost. This creature is lost. This is why he lost. I says, because that's what he said. He said to Chava. I says, Kadosh Baruch Hu hates you because you're the competition of Kadosh Baruch Hu. But this Chava got it and believed in it. And this that thing destroyed the world. Chotem Achlit HaRabim. I says, he destroyed the world. He made Chava sin. And the whole world sin afterwards. He says, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, lo nagu kavod ze bazeh. That's what the Gemara says. 24,000 rabbis. They died because they didn't respect each other. What do you mean respect? For this, you don't die. But you die. If you're a rabbi, you have to know you, this is your obligation. Your obligation is that if there's another rabbi and you don't get along with him, you got to manage a problem. It says you're a leader and you're going to transfer the Torah and you can't get along with your friend. What do you mean? It's Sheli, Sheli, Shelcha, Shelcha. Zemi, that's dumb. It says the Mishnah. Mine is mine. This is my yeshiva. This is your yeshiva. It's mine, this is my Bet Knesset, this is your Bet Knesset. Listen, I know, it's a lot of respect. Do you do? I know somebody. Let's head a Bet Knesset, big Bet Knesset. And somebody came over to him and says, Rabbi, we sold our, we were at a house. And the house was sold, and until we can purchase another house or we rent and another to make a Knesset, we would like to make a Knesset across the street from you, in the basement of somebody. So the rabbi said, okay, is this Bedin? You go to Bedin. You want to open across the street from me in the basement of Knesset? We go to Bedin. Bedin said, okay. No, Bedin, no, said, no, go to Bedin, goodbye. Not too long after, this rabbi got sick, and today is in Olam Haba. This rabbi Akiva said, no, you don't die because you do a sin. You die because you don't do the job. The job on this world is after HaKamocha. That's what this healer told the convert. You want to know something? All the mitzvot, Parashat Kedoshim, you have 60 mitzvot, Parashat Kedoshim. So what's the core, what's the center? After HaKamocha, Zikar Gadol B'Torah. That's Rabbi Akiva said. After he saw 24,000 students died, he said, I now understand. The job is not to learn, but to be a chassid. Chassid means, let's call chassid. Chassid means that you don't care that somebody else does the same thing that you do, and the opposite, you like him to be on the same level like you. This is not only that, he should have what he has, plus he should be able to do and go up and climb up and do whatever you have with all my heart. I let you have it, I like you to have it. I'm not your competition, I have no competition. The minute you think you have a competition, it means it's the original snake. Those Rabbanim, the Chachamim say, they didn't respect each other. What do you mean, don't respect? I said, this Rabbi, I'm a Rabbi too. He's a Rabbi. Why I have to respect him? I said, this is the snake. This is the snake, that's what the Mishnah said. Sheli, Sheli, Shelcha, Shelcha. Mine is mine, yours is yours. Said the Mishnah, Zemidat, Sedom. This is Sedom. I said, Hasid shares, not just generous. He wants everybody else to have what he has. It's called the after the Someone told me, Nuziel, he said, listen, I want to explain to you something. He said, what do you think Hashem cares for it? I said, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kedoshim to you, holy, holy, holy. I said, the center of this holiness, the after the Kamocha, that's called holy. I says, this is parasha, we have 60 mitzvot, and the center is Rabbi Akiva said, after the Chag Hamocha. He said, what do you have to be holy for? Of course, the explanation, if you're not holy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot dwell next to you. Rabbi Tami Nuziel says, no. In order for the tefillah to go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you must be holy. You must be holy. He says, Tari, before you pray, you have to go to mikveh. You have to be holy. But, says Ari, after the mikveh, you have to have this kavanah. After HaKamocha. says that if you don't have this kavana, the tefillah will not go the place the tefillah should go. The tefillah can get stuck. And sometimes the Shabbat, angel brings the tefillah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes the tefillah gets stuck for years. Never get to the destination. So that you must have in mind, before Shacharit, you must have it in mind. Of course, they call it Gadol B'Torah, but what's so crucial? So, I'm telling you this. The whole purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Tem Kedoshim, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be holy? Because if we're holy, then He will hear our tefillah. Tefillah, what's so important, Hashem wants us to hear the tefillah. So, Gemara says, V'yayim Shamot Yishmol Mitzvotai, Tzayin Shema Yisrael, Shalom Tzavei Etchem Hayom, Le'ahava Et Hashem Elokechem, Ul Ovdo. עובדות שזה גמרא עובדים מן בורשיפ השם שזה גמרא הקדוש ברוך הוא תודה לאברהם אבינו ובעל בית המקדש תודה לאברהם אבינו סוד הווידאו אני אסור בית המקדש is going to be destroyed אז קדוש ברוך הוא אוקיי עשים בית המקדש the sacrifice what they gonna do with no בית המקדש הוא said you know what you know בית המקדש let them pray ולעובדו בכל לבבכם זה תפילה איזה עבודה שבלב זה תפילה זה להבה את השם אלוקיכם ולעובדו בכל לבבכם ובכל נפשכם. This is when you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you show you love Him. This is a job higher than Bet HaMikdash. So the Gemara, David HaMelech says he wants to be Bet HaMikdash. Hashem told David HaMelech, listen, with all the respect, Shlomo, your son, will sacrifice 1,000 sacrifices for me. Kitov Yom B'Chatzarecha Me'elef. So Hashem told David HaMelech, I love very much Kitov Yom B'Chatzarecha, the way you pray to me in the yard is better than all the sacrifices. Because tefillah is called Ahava. Hashem loves us so much. How do you know that Hashem wants you to pray to Him? Because Hashem loves you. He wants you to love Him. How do you love Him? Haftalacha kamocha. Haftalacha kamocha. This is how you become holy. If you're holy, then Hashem loves you. Because you love Hashem, Hashem loves you. Hashem wants to show, Hashem wants to see that we love Him. לאהבה את השם אלוקיכם ולעובדו. That's what you say, שמע ישראל, that's how you have to say. לאהבה את השם אלוקיכם ולעובדו. To love הקדוש ברוך הוא and to worship Him. Worship Him, היום. The Rambam, when he wrote his books, he put הלכות תפילה in a book, it's called אהבה, love. Love. It says, תפילה is higher than the קורבנות. Because תפילה, when you pray to הקדוש ברוך הוא, you say, I love you. סתם תפילה, הודו לשם קראו בשמו. That's how we start. And 18, we start first, 7 brachot, we praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We love Him. Also, we have a request. Korbanot, most of them, just for kapara, just to have forgiveness. It's not, usually, people didn't love and sacrifice Hashem because they love Hashem. These are things called korban nedava, but that it doesn't show the love. Tefillah shows love. So, we're talking about Ziel, and then we're talking about Kedoshim to you, Kedoshim to you. I said, for what Hashem wants to be holy? Because Hashem wants to accept your prayer. For this, Hashem wants you to be holy. Not because Hashem only dwells around holy people. Holy people means after Lacha Kamocha, that's called Chassid. That's what the Gemara says. It's not how much Torah you learn, how much mitzvot. You cannot get to that state after Lacha Kamocha unless you learn everything. That's what Hillel told the convert. The main thing is after Lacha Kamocha. How are you going to achieve it? Says, no, I love everybody. No, you liar. To achieve it, you have to do the mitzvot to learn Torah. But the Torah is a tool, says the Gemara, to get to Avta Lecha Kamocha. You can't say, okay, I got it. Avta Lecha Kamocha. Says, you didn't get it. In order to strip it and to clean the person from this dirt of the snake, the Tod Chava competition is no good. This is only via Torah, only via the mitzvah. V'yayim shamoa tishmuu el mitzvotai. Hashem nochim etzavei etchem ayo. That's what the Torah says in Shema Yisrael. V'haya, Hashem is happy. Shamoa tishmuu el mitzvotai. You listen to the mitzvot. Hashem etzavei etchem ayo. And then, what's going to be the result? La'ava et Hashem elokichem olovdo. You're going to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You worship Him in the tefillah. בכל לבבכם, בכל למשכם, נתים את ארציכם, זה עוד הברכות. But the task, the goal, is after לך כמוך. The goal is to be holy. Because by your holiness, Hashem will listen to you. By your holiness, you shock it, you love Him. The tefillah is a hava. That's what the Gemara says. תפילת החנונים, הקדוש ברוך הוא, יפתום, אסקים, בגים, I love you, I love you, I love you. בין הקדוש ברוך הוא, answers our prayers. But the center is בפתח לך כמוך, אני צריך להכיר בצל, זה כלל גדול בתורה. 24,000 big rabbis, worthless, all died, all died. No respect, no respect, no respect. It's my competition. This rabbi is my competition. So how do you get this idea in your head, rabbi is my competition? Right from the snake. I got it from Chava. This dirt. I says this is Sfirat HaOmer. Ari says we have to clean ourselves. To get to Chag HaShavuot, to accept the Torah, Belev Echad Ki Yesh Echad, this was the accomplishment. And before we got the Torah, we stood in Har Sinai, there was no competition. Everybody Belev Echad Ki Yesh Echad. All of a sudden, everybody is happy with his friends. There's no competition. I says, then we got the Torah. I says, this is all, you should know, it's every year the same test. We should be united, we be one unit. It means no competition. That's how we correct the original default, the original disaster. There was a snake penetrated inside Chava's head. There is a competition. And Chava said that this was the test for Esther. This was Mordechai tested. And he told the Chashurosh, test this lady, test this lady. This lady, if she won't take it, then she has competition. And then she's out of there. And he says, the goal is to see if you can hold down to it, but you love everybody to have what you have, and he should have what he has. It's called Hasid. Rabbi Moshe Rabbi Minam.